Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. My last commentary included the preparation and heating of water for baths in the days gone by. The preparation of a great many things was long and sometimes arduous back in the 1930s. Wood-fired stoves were the common thing back then. Our kitchen stove required a lot of firewood, and I was the one who split most of it. Firewood was cheap in those days, especially redwood trimmings gathered from the many mills in the area. The wood was heavy and soaked with water and sap. Redwood, as you probably know, is a soft wood and soaks up water much faster than hardwoods. If you wanted to maintain a decent fire, you bought ahead, split it right away, and let it season over a period of time in a dry place if you had the room. As soon as I was old enough to wield an axe, I split firewood from my mother and quite a few of her friends. Wet redwood cut like butter, and knots were few and far between. Every piece was straight grain. Once in a while, someone would order pine, and that took a bit more effort with all the knots. Hardwood was not in demand, and fir was considered trash. Oh my, how things have changed. In our living room was a wood-fired heater, later converted to an oil burner. The brick chimney was located in the wall between the kitchen and living room, so the stovepipes from both stoves shared a common flue. One of my jobs was to climb on top of the kitchen stove, remove the stovepipes, and scoop out the accumulated creosote and ashes that fell to the bottom of the brick chimney. I must have done a pretty good job, as I don't recall any chimney fires which were common in those days. With the oil came the necessary steel barrel, located as close to the stove as practical. It also had to be accessible to the oil truck delivery man. When natural gas became more common, the oil heater was replaced by a floor furnace. Floor furnaces were dangerous, to say the least. I remember one of my nephews as a toddler walking across the grate of a floor furnace barefoot. He received some pretty bad burns, as I recall. All that nice warm air rising from a floor furnace always beckoned to those who wanted to dry their laundry when it was rainy outside and before clothes dryers came into being. Lots of fires followed this practice. Cooking on a wood-fired stove was also an adventure for the housewife. Recipes did not call for a particular oven temperature, only asking for a low, moderate, or hot oven. The stovetop and the retention of heat had to be learned by the cook. Oh yes, there was also the chore of removing the ashes from the firebox on a regular basis. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.